are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, so the big headline today is one in five Americans are not stressed. They're extremely stressed. One in five Americans. That's it? What's happening with the four in five? Really? Four out of five Americans are fine? Saying ain't no thing? Really? Really? Only one in five Americans are extremely stressed? All right, so we got to talk about that. That's all right. I think that number is way too low. Breaking news. Looks like Heather Locklear has been hospitalized after a 911 call from her home. Apparently, Heather Locklear, 50 years old, might have mixed alcohol and prescription medication. Emergency response came to her house. They realized she needed to, or they determined she needed to be transferred to the hospital. They're currently taking care of her situation. From what I understand, she is stable. Many of us didn't like her because of Melrose Place. And, I mean, she's from what I understand, a nice lady. It's just when we got into Melrose Place, we really got into Melrose Place. And she was the mean, evil person on Melrose Place. And so I think, and then she married Jack Wagner from Melrose Place. So people really got mad because we thought Jack Wagner was pretty cute until we fell in love with Viggo Mortensen. So, you know, just don't give Heather Locklear too hard a time just because of Melrose Place. Remember, she was on T.J. Hooker, right? And I think she played a good guy there. Isn't it funny? People play bad guys and then you just don't like them. I hear patients and people talk about that all the time. Jack Nicholson. Oh, Jack Nicholson, he's this. Jack Nicholson's really cool. I mean, really, really cool. Right? Or Anthony Hopkins. Oh, Anthony Hopkins is psycho. Why? Well, because of Hannibal. No, come on. Just because they act that way in a movie. You know, please. You know, if I ever got to be in a movie and do a love scene with Viggo Mortensen, you wouldn't think I was a slut, would you? You would? Yeah, probably because I'm a married woman. But you know what? That's what people in TV do. I may never get to know that. All right, for those of you, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I am actually suffering today. No, not from hemorrhoids. No. Constipation? No. No, that was yesterday. No, I am period. My period? No, I think I'm good with that. I am suffering from voice strain today. You guys are all the really, really close. I know we should give away prizes. What is Dr. Dahlia's ailment this week? I have some voice strain. I was on the Andy Dean Show. I got to speak at a great group of people today at the JCC, and now I am. I want to rock and roll. I got a lot of news headlines, but I do apologize because my voice is a little bit light. Okay, so we're going to talk about why people are stressed. We're also going to talk about why, I guess, our television and our car supposedly is killing us. Did you guys hear about that? Yeah, we're probably going to die because we own a car and TV and it's linked to heart attacks. This new swine flu has now affected at least 12 people. We need to talk about that. Also, this is really cool. Again, CES is going on right now in Las Vegas. And, of course, I'm missing it because I'm doing everything else. And I guess there is supposed to be let me read this correctly. I may have to read it. Star Trek-style tricoder invention is being offered a $10 million prize to whoever can create a Star Trek-like medical tricoder. Right? Remember, it wasn't Dr. Spock. It was Dr. McCoy. Right? He would, in Star Trek, be able to figure out what was wrong with you. Well, apparently, this is at the Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas. They have put out a contest to see who could actually create this. Now, for those of you watching Fox, there's a TV show. It's not Lost. It's a TV show that's called Terra Nova. And Terra Nova, they do the same thing. I always watch the medicine and the doctor part, you know, in all these shows. And, they put a person through a scan, and then you could determine what the medical problem is. I mean, oh, you know how easy my life would be? Okay, so Qualcomm Tricoder X Prize has challenged researchers to build a tool capable of capturing key health metrics and diagnosing a set of 15 diseases. Oh, boy, PMS would probably ring off of mine. It needs to be light enough for would-be Dr. McCoys to carry a maximum weight of 5 pounds. Too heavy. I'm sorry. According to the official Star Trek technical manual, the tricorder is a portable sensing, computing, and data communications device. So it'd probably have to deliver its information to your computer, which eventually gets hacked, of course. Oh, you know who got hacked? You know, I don't know if you all tweet or you're on Twitter, and if you are, please find me at Dr. Dahlia, all right, and follow me on Twitter. But apparently Ron Paul's supporters have hacked stars, Hollywood celebrities, and have hacked into their accounts and posted tweets of support. Did you guys hear about that? Yeah, Twitter's supposed to have this, you know, ironclad security. Well, no, it looks like Ron Paul supporters have, and you got to listen to some of these. Okay, so it looks like Nicole Scherzinger, No Doubt, Rise Against, had these tweets that say, today we officially endorse Ron Paul, 2012. Donate to him here. All right, and for the first time ever, a politician isn't lying to us. Wake up, America. Ron Paul, 2012. I love this guy. Follow Ron Paul Revolution. And these are on celebrities' tweets. So, you know, I guess, you know, Punk Rockers Rise Against said, look, as you would all assume, we did not support Ron Paul, No Doubt, had responded, no political endorsements at this time. So, you know, if you see all these celebrities saying that, you know, not that celebrity should really sway, you know, how we feel. I mean, I'm sorry, George Clooney, as sexy as he is and what a brilliant actor, that doesn't mean he really understands politics to me, even though I know he's going to run for office. And he's going to probably, you know, catch a lot of eye of a lot of people. You know, I'm sorry, just because Brad Pitt or, I mean, Viggo Mortensen. I think Viggo Mortensen is one of the most amazing actors, very sexy, but he's very liberal. And if he told me to vote for Obama, I'd probably say, look, you know, you're very sexy, but I decline. Decline. Even if he offered me a love scene in one of his movies, yep, I would decline. Hey, I got principles. I really do. And you know what? Make him want more. You know, leave him wanting more. All right, guys, we are coming up on break. When we come back, we need to talk more about this whole fungicide thing. And you know what? Diabetics have a tougher time getting jobs. Huh, wonder why. Don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Delia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so Coca-Cola actually felt a little bit slighted because a couple days ago when the FDA said that an unnamed company had told the FDA that there's a fungicide in the orange juice, Coca-Cola was like, wait a second, that was us. We get credit for that. The carbendazim, we figured that out. We get credit. So today they released that Coca-Cola was the one that alerted federal regulators about the low levels of fungicide in its own orange juice and competitors' juice. Now, of course, now juice prices have risen. There's been a block on imports. America doesn't use a fungicide, but a lot, or fungicide. You could say fungi. You could say it either way. America doesn't use that. It's the carbendazim, but Brazil does. And a lot of our juice comes from Brazil. So Coca-Cola said, Atlanta-based Coca-Cola, which makes Minute Maid and Simply Orange brands of orange juice, aren't those yummy? I love the Simply Lemonade and the Simply Limeade. Those are good. You know, I got to tell you, I don't like to promote a company by any means, you know, because they're not a sponsor or anything. But I got to tell you, Coca-Cola has just made some real yummy products. If you ask me what my favorite orange juice is, I usually go to Minute Maid. You know, what's my favorite water? Dasani. And I don't mean to pick Coca-Cola products. It's just I have taken the Coke and Pepsi challenge, I don't know how many times, and thinking I'm going to pick Pepsi because I love the color blue, and I don't. It's just weird. Isn't that weird? Just sometimes a certain product you just go with. Like if I'm a little nauseated, I'll take some Coca-Cola syrup, have it decarbonate, and then I'll drink that, like some flat, and it works every time. And it's just, I get nauseated. Of course I do. You don't think I listen to playbacks of my show? I get nauseous. So, even that song, I like to teach the world to drink, or whatever that song, because that's the song I sing. That was a Coca-Cola song. People think that was a song that was written and Coca-Cola used it in their commercials. No, Coca-Cola wrote that song. They've always known how to advertise. It's a great company. Where they screwed up this year was wintertime. Remember, they came out with these white Coca-Cola cans and people thought they were Diet Coke. That was stupid. Okay, they did make a stupid move there. Why? Coca-Cola's been red. You've been doing well for decades with that. Go with it. All right, but no, they made silver cans, and then they had to get rid of them. So anyway, Coca-Cola makes Minute Maid. They make Simply Orange brands of orange juice. Notified the FDA low levels of fungicide carbendazim in the company's orange juice and competitor's juice. All right, neither the FDA nor the company said which orange juice products tested positive. All right, but they said whatever the levels are, it should be very low. We should be okay. They have now allowed Canadian orange juice to come into the country. All right. But right now, we're still, not allowing orange juice coming from Mexico and Brazil. Oh, jugo de naranja de Mexico? Really, there's a problem there, too? All right, so Coca-Cola shares fell and Pepsi shares fell. Uh-oh. Pepsi's got to be mad about that one. Why did Pepsi shares fall? Well, you want to know what? There has been an anti-soda sentiment. I mean, you know, Hostess, we were talking about this yesterday, Hostess has filed bankruptcy. I don't think Coca-Cola would because, like I said, you know, they have orange juice, they have water products, they did expand. I don't know what Pepsi products are, and I need to look that one up. But, I mean, I do have to admit, sodas are evil. They really are. I mean, if you think you're only drinking 200 calories, right, you're like, I don't understand, Dolly, it's only 200 calories. Why am I gaining weight? Just multiply it by 10. There's something to the corn syrup or the sugar or the, I don't know. Because also, not all Cokes are created equal. Not all soft drinks are created equal. When you get your soft drinks at a fast food place, they could play around with the density of the syrup. You know, it's funny. When I was little, I go, Mom, I don't like the soda from the can. I don't like the taste. I really like the soda from McDonald's. Well, at that time, McDonald's, I mean, years ago, you know, you put the syrup in and then you, you play around with the carbonation and the mix and you could make your sodas tastier. And, that's what usually happens. So your fountain drinks usually taste better than your, you know, bottled drinks, et cetera. But still, even your bottled drinks, I think 200 calories is not equal to Capri Suns or to Juicy Juices. You know, there's something more to these sodas that really stick. It's like a sticky sugar. And we've talked about this. So, you know, just be careful. But it was kind of interesting how Coca-Cola is linked to Minute Maid. You know that game, Three Steps to Kevin Bacon? Three Steps to Coca-Cola. I'm sure you could do it because that company is big. Okay, so that's what's going on there. So in breaking news today, the Natalie Holloway story reemerged where a judge now has signed an order declaring that Natalie Holloway has died. She has been missing 6 years after she went to the Caribbean, the island of Aruba, for a graduation trip. Her parents, who are divorced, David and Beth Holloway, have asked the judge to announce her dead and sign an order. The dad said he wants to stop making payments on her medical insurance and wants to use her $2,000 college fund to help her younger brother. And he needs a court order for that. And, you know, you look at this, you're like, I can't believe it's been 6 years. I mean, boy, I mean, it just, you know, and, you know, we have this Jeroen van der Sloot in the news, you know, who pleaded guilty. I mean, he didn't even look sorry, you know, for the murder of the Peruvian woman. So we still, you know, he's still one of the suspects in Natalie Holloway's death. You know, all I could do is I could look at this. I'm like, she was an 18-year-old girl. She graduated, you know, old enough to go and travel if she wanted to. And something like this happens. Yeah, I got to tell you, maybe it's good I don't have daughters. Maybe I would be just really, really strict. I mean, I'm sure, you know, an abduction happens with boys too. But, you know, you're just, I mean, imagine, you know, her leaving for a trip. Mom, Dad, come on, let me go. Let me go. It's a graduation trip. Let me go. You know, and them going, all right, but be careful. Don't talk to strangers. It's just so frightening that innocent people could be abducted like this. I told you one of my good friends was abducted off of a Carnival cruise. Actually, not off the cruise. The cruise went to Cabo. Husband and son wanted to take a nap. She said, I'm going to, you know, go on shore, just do some shopping. And if you've ever been to Cabo, beautiful city, you know, Americanized, lots of, you know, stores and commercialized, I should say. And she was Hispanic American. So, you know, she was already pretty savvy. She was from Mexico, lived in America for years, and she was abducted, and I didn't know what happened to her until the husband called and said, look, FBI is looking for her body. We need her blood type, etc. And they never found her. And, you know, we don't realize how many abductions there are and how common this is. You know, one of my nurses from Mexico, when we were going through all this and we were crying and all that, she's like, Dahlia, don't you know this happens a lot? And I'm like, well, no, we don't really hear about it. I mean, it was in the news. They gave a little spot in the news to her abduction. But no, we aren't hearing about this time and time again. And maybe we should. We don't want to be paranoid. We don't want to hurt tourism to these other countries. But I think, we need to really educate, you know, our citizens and especially our young girls that this is what happens. People lie in waiting to abduct you, or you could run into somebody who's an absolute sicko. It's a shame because you want to be positive with your kids, you do, but you also need to you need to educate them, because she probably thought it was just Aruba and she was meeting a handsome, you know, couple guys and hanging out with her friends, and we don't know what happened. We don't know, but it's frightening that her friends don't know. Nobody knows. Anyway, family asked for a judge to finally put some closure to this. And it's a shame. It's a real shame. Okay, we're going to be coming back from break. When we come back, why is our television and our car such a danger to us? Why? And then what's going on with this new swine flu strain? And then diabetics, you know, are we really noticing now discrimination against diabetics, or do diabetics have a problem maintaining their job, maintaining their wages? So we're going to talk about that. And of course, we'd love to talk to you at 1-877-DOC-DALI, the 1-877-DOC-DALI. Follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and my email is at drdahlia.com. DOCTOR Dahlia. I see you guys try to spell my name. Delilah, Dulia. With two O's, really, people, get a clue. Okay, and also another thing in the news that was kind of interesting was they were, you know, with this whole Octomom thing and the multiple embryos and trying to impregnate yourself with as many, they say sometimes two embryos is ideal. You know, you don't want to overdo. Remember we were talking about yesterday, surgeons, do they have to be the right age? Well, they're saying this with embryos. Maybe only two embryos at a time. Don't do three, don't do one, do maybe two when you do in vitro fertilization. So we'll talk about that too. Don't go away on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I was on the Andy Dean Show today. Andy Dean Show talking about why owning a car and TV is linked to heart attacks. I think we know, but we didn't know how much. They say car owners with a television, as opposed to car owners that don't have a television, if they talk about a television in the car, are 27% more likely to suffer heart attacks than people who have neither. All right, they looked at a study looking at 29,000 people in 52 countries, showed that working up a light sweat may be the best preventative medicine against heart failure. Well, of course. But they say the more you drive and the more you watch TV, of course, the more sedentary you are, and that increases your risk of heart disease. Well, we know that. We know that. Now, they say any kind of workout during leisure time has been shown to be a plus. You could drop 13% for mild activity and 24% of heart attack for moderate or strenuous activity. Now, we've talked about this on our show a lot. I mean, while you're watching TV, you could do exercise and you could be folding laundry. When you fold laundry, don't try to carry it all in one trip. Carry your laundry in pieces. Make 100 trips. The more trips you make, the more exercise. There's tons of little things you could do. You could vacuum. You could rake. You could do gardening. You could clean the pool. You can bathe your kids. I mean, there's tons of different things you could do if you aren't ready to do full-blown workouts. And what I do recommend is go to some of these sports stores or even, I think even Walmart and Target. They have little weights or they have little stepping stools where you could do little baby exercises. And that still helps. But, you know, owning a car and a TV, of course, has definitely changed the way our cardiovascular health has been. We've talked about this in the olden days. You had to ride your horse to work. You know, yes, it, you know, kind of hurt your wavels, but, you know, you still rode nonetheless, you know, and then you had to take care of the horse. So that was exercise. You didn't have air conditioning, so you'd sweat. You know, my mom grew up in Phoenix where it was swamp coolers. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with swamp coolers. One of the buildings I worked at, swamp cooler. No, not fun at all. Not fun. Let's see. You know, you'd walk to work, et cetera. You'd bicycle maybe, you know, and then, yeah, cars came out and still, you know, people would still walk. They'd take leisurely walks. And now we're just, you know, now we're afraid to be in the sun. We park as close to the store as possible. We, you know, we don't want to walk more than 50 feet. It's a very, very frustrating type of thinking. I mean, I'm seeing people take elevators instead of stairs. You know, if you're with people and it's safe, take the stairs. Now, I know the Sopranos, those of you who remember the Sopranos, very scary stair scene with a rape. And so after that, I'm like, honey, you know what? I'll just exercise in the elevator. I'm not taking stairs anymore. But for the most part, if you're with a bunch of friends, you could take the stairs, okay? If you could take the stairs, it's a wide open area, do it. You know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we have casinos. And, you know, if you're going to the movie theater downstairs or you're going to get something to eat, there's stairs and then there's the escalator. Take the stairs. You know, just any time you could substitute a little bit more exercise, do it. Now, television. We love watching television, but I'm going to tell you, internet is starting to surpass television. We're really spending more time on the internet. Now, I am noticing that some of these fancy schmancy televisions, you can actually surf the internet on. So a lot of you are sitting on the couch and not watching TV, but surfing the internet. You know, there's something called, I guess, Apple TV. We tried it a little bit where you can order movies like iTunes. And I decided to, there was YouTube on there. So I decided to see if any of my YouTube clips are there, and they are. So we're listening to my YouTube clips while sitting on a couch watching TV. That your internet is now in your TV. And I think a lot of us are just watching less and less. Now, we also have noticed the Motion Picture Association really take a hit because people aren't going out to movies. You know, people are staying indoors. I mean, we're not even walking out to our car anymore. We're doing everything from home. Those of us that work from home, we don't even leave the house. We aren't even, we're not even, you know, I mean, maybe we go to get some food, but you work from home, you have your TV, you have your computer, you can even order food. I mean, there's even grocery stores that will bring groceries to you. You can order your grocery stores online, order your groceries, and then, of course, you have to pay, like, an extra fee, $10 fee if the tip them really good, and they bring the groceries to you. You don't even have to leave your house anymore. Of course we're getting fat. Of course we're having a heart attack. Of course we're having stroke. What's wrong with us? Now, also in the news, they were talking about how being addicted to the internet hits the same addictive factors in your brain as alcohol, cocaine, heroin. Well, of course, if you're addicted to something, you're addicted to something. But what's interesting is they say 5 to 10% of internet users are addicted. I think the number is a heck of a lot more. I really do. I think it's a lot more. And we've talked about this a lot of times on this show. What happens is, you know, like my whole work is eventually going to be, well, not all of it. When I see patients, I'll see patients, but everything has to be put through the computer. I can't stand that. You know, why can't I just write in the chart and file the chart like we've done, you know, ever since medical chart times? You know, why does everything have to be input in the computer? I get headaches from my computer. I hate always being in front of a computer screen. You know, what if computer screens give us cancer? I mean, I know I'm a doctor and I'm not supposed to think like that, but honestly, head and neck cancers are on the rise. They really are. And, you know, they're blaming HPV and oral sex, but I don't think oral sex has been on the rise. Okay, well, alcohol does it. Well, yeah, but I don't think alcohol has been on the rise either. What's been on the rise? Okay, what can we correlate with the increase in head and neck? Now, I tried to contact Kim Komando. I would love to talk to Kim Komando, you know, and see what she thinks about our overuse of computer screens. And no, the screen shouldn't cause cancer. But you wonder, what are we doing to ourselves sitting in front of the computer? Now, they're already saying, there was a study that came out, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, where the brain of teenagers were looked at. And the gray matter of the brain that holds the glial cells and the neurons, etc., look different than kids that don't play a lot of video games and aren't addicted to the internet. So what, now the brain is changing? I told you, there's something kooky. There is something kooky. So, I don't know, we'll see. But, yeah, I think we're too much in front of the TV. We're too much in front of the computer. We don't walk enough. You know, but also safety issues, too. I mean, I think our world is a lot different than it was when we were growing up and then when our grandparents were growing up. I mean, kids. You know, there was an article that was floating around. I think Phil Hendry put it up on his Facebook. Where it was an article from the 1950s where a mom had lost her child. Somebody abducted her child. And it was very odd for a child to be abducted at that time. And stores in New York, they weren't big enough for you to come in with a stroller. So you would leave your children on the sidewalk outside of the store. So there'd be strollers of children. You'd leave your child in the stroller outside the store. You'd walk in. Get your groceries, because, of course, you know, with real estate at the time, it was probably very small, you know, walk in, get what you need, and then, you know, come out. And I guess somebody took the child's baby, just took the stroller. And, you know, they were, you know, investigating it, you know, of course, in the 50s, they were trying to see, you know, who might have had a miscarriage and wanted to steal the baby. Those were the first set of prime suspects, et cetera. But, you know, you wouldn't do that now. You wouldn't in New York or in Las Vegas or Seattle or, you know, for that matter, just leave your child out there on the sidewalk and go into a store for 15 minutes. Oh, hey, Maybelle, how you doing? Oh, fine. Here's this recipe, I promise you. You would not leave your child out there on the sidewalk by the street. You wouldn't do that, but that's what they did back then. You know, also kids. Kids would run around by themselves till dark. Make sure you get home before dark. You know, make sure you get home before dark. Well, kids are being abducted during the day. They don't care. People don't care. It's just, you know, yes, there's been bad people all along. But I just think, you know, we're just in a different world. We've seen crazy things happen to people, and we're untrusting. And, you know, maybe we're too untrusting, but that still doesn't mean that we become fat couch potatoes. Still need to exercise. You still need to get away from the television set. All right, we're coming up on break. Don't go away. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA or 1-877-362-3254.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know how many of you like eating chicken livers, but you'll be happy that the salmonella outbreak that affected chicken livers is over. All right. This was a serious outbreak, though. 190 illnesses reported in 6 states, 109 of them in New York. There was a multi-state outbreak of salmonella Heidelberg infections linked to kosher broiled chicken livers from Schreiber Processing Corporation. We talked about this on the show. The chicken livers were recalled from grocery stores. Really? Chicken liver? Really? You know what? Let me retract that. I had a chicken liver pate once that really was yummy. and it had chunks of onion and all that, but I didn't know it was liver. I was like, oh my gosh, this pate is delicious. And then my mom's like, it's liver. And I was like, ugh. I was like, no. But I got it. I liked it. I have to admit, I liked it. I got to call it like it is. Okay, diabetics. You know, I don't know if it's going to be Obamacare. I don't know if it's just, you know, employers and the recession. But, you know, if you have an illness, you're going to be discriminated against. That's just the way it is. I don't know if it's because employers have to pay more for health insurance now. I don't know if it's because health insurance, you know, it shouldn't make a difference, because now with the pre-existing clause being thrown out, a positive of Obamacare, I hate to say it, you know, but I got to admit it. I mean, that is a positive that, you know, pre-existing conditions can't exclude you. We're still having many issues, and one of which is younger people with diabetes. They are earning anywhere from $1,500 to $6,000 less a year in this one study that's going to be published in the Journal of Health Affairs. And this reduction in earning plus an 8 to 11% reduction in employment, I mean, that could actually add up, they say, to about $160,000 per person over 40 years punishment for being a diabetic. Now, why is this? Are diabetics, you know, leaving school? Are they, you know, mostly these, I mean, I gotta tell you, my diabetic teens and young adults, I mean, the ones that had diabetes ever since they were kids, they're pretty intelligent kids. I mean, they know how to monitor their sugars, they know how to give themselves insulin, et cetera. But then you have a group of individuals who were newly diabetic. They either wrecked their liver or pancreas with alcohol or drugs or hepatitis, who knows. And these guys don't take care of themselves. They don't know how. But I think they're talking about people that, you know, just are afflicted with diabetes and they're trying to work hard and they're accounting for all these other factors that young diabetic employees earn less and are less likely to be hired. Okay. Why? Why is that? I mean, are diabetics maybe more open about their illness as opposed to somebody who has recurrent gonorrhea, maybe? You know, I mean, if you're being interviewed, you know, an employer is not allowed to ask you about your medical condition, but the gonorrhea probably isn't going to come up as, you know, as you know what, I do have diabetes, so you will see some syringes, don't freak out, I take insulin. Who knows? Maybe it's because it's a topic that comes up and the employee thinks that's something their boss should know. I don't know. But it doesn't make sense why they would be paid less. It shouldn't. Now, you know, from what we're still seeing with the way Obamacare is going and the way we're seeing insurances try to reap as many profits as possible, we're still being quoted maximum rates. If any of our staff had cancer, diabetes, et cetera, we're still being quoted the maximum rates. And so maybe that could still be an issue. And I don't know if that's going to be solved in the near future or not. But just more and more, the discrimination is not going to stop. And like I told you, because employers are now with Obamacare or the Affordable Health Care Act, for those of you that don't like me using the term Obamacare, I'm sorry, but it's easier than saying Affordable Health Care Act, okay? Less syllables. Obamacare. Obamacare. That's four syllables. Now, let's do Affordable Health Care Act. Affordable Health Care Act. Okay, you see, that's seven syllables. I'm going to say Obamacare. All right, with Obamacare and the employers now being responsible for up to 65% of the family's insurance premiums, I mean, that's going to lead to discrimination of only hiring single people or people that can't have kids, older people. You know, I mean, maybe this could be a good thing. Older people have been discriminated against because of the health insurance. Well, now pre-existing conditions don't count. And your uterus basically is, you know, closed. You know, you closed up shop. I can't wait to close up my shop. Cannot wait. You're not going to get pregnant, which means less family to take care of, less dependents. So that is interesting. It's going to be interesting to see, but it is also unfortunate. All right, so two embryos looks like is the most strategic if you're trying to get pregnant by in vitro fertilization. They say the odds are higher for you to have a live birth when two in vitro fertilization embryos were in vitro fertilizing or implanted versus just one or three. Now, still, women over 40 still have the toughest time getting pregnant, but with younger women, you had more of a chance of a successful pregnancy if two embryos were implanted. So no Octomomming, people. We really don't need you Octomomming. No, we don't. We don't. Octomom, the state is now taking care of our taxpaying dollars. I take care of Octomom and her kids. And honestly, you know, do you really want a house full of 8 kids? My 2 are enough. Oh, my gosh. I was part of the reason I strained my voice. I mean, I was doing radio. I was doing speeches today, and it was a great, great day. I love doing that kind of stuff, and I saw patients, very busy day. But most of my strain came from my kids. They, you know, I picked them up from school. I was super mom today. I was super mom. Picked them up from school, and apparently they were in the carpool line punching each other. No, I still haven't punished them yet. I was too busy. I had to go on Andy Dean. I had to do my show. No, I still haven't punished them. You want to know what? By the time I get done with radio today, I'm just going to, you know, give them kisses and hugs when I really should have whooped their butts. I really should have, but I didn't. What am I going to do? You know, so they're fighting in the car, and I had to tell them to shut up, and I used some choice words, and then I grounded them from using the computer, and that probably lasted about 14 minutes because then they came up to me and gave me hugs and kisses, and then I forgot what I was mad at them about. I know I got to do some better parenting. I do. But anyway, I was yelling at them, and I lost part of my voice, but that's okay. They're happy. I'm not. Okay, so 1 in 5 people are extremely stressed, and it's Americans. They say 1 in 5 Americans report feeling chronic extreme stress. Well, first of all, only 1 in 5, and number 2, all right, well, of course we're stressed. What are we going to do about it? Okay, I mean, you know, we're having money problems. Many of us are still looking for a job. For those of us working, we're working the job of 2-3 people because the employer doesn't want to hire extra crew, and they consolidated jobs. You know, we're having money problems. Families are moving in. You know, this presidential election is going to be a lot of stress. I mean, you know, caucus here, caucus there. It's frustrating because, you know, people want to see their candidate win. And, you know, those that, you know, want Gingrich to win or Ron Paul or whatever, I already see the stress on Facebook, people arguing, people getting mean. You know, it's very stressful right now. People are really worried about what's going to happen with the primary. If Mitt Romney wins, can he really beat Obama? Are we picking the right candidate? And you know what? You know, everyone's going to just have to take a deep breath. Everyone's going to just have to just stop for a second and say, look, it's not worth a heart attack. It's not worth an ulcer. All right. What will be, like I told you guys, a lot of us are really freaking out about the Supreme Court and Obamacare and whether Obamacare gets thrown out as unconstitutional or not. And I told you what my prediction is. All right. At best case scenario, they may throw out the mandate, but they may say the rest can still continue. And I know people say, well, Obamacare will unravel if they throw out the mandate. No, it won't. There's so many regulations in there. No. You know, and so what do we do? Do we panic as a doctor? Should I sit in panic? No, there's nothing. There's no good to that. What am I going to do? What am I going to produce with my stress? Nothing. Just negative. I mean, I feel like I want to do something. I feel like I want to, you know, go and go to the Supreme Court and tell them my case, but it's not going to happen. So, you know, just don't get stressed over what's going on in the world. It's just not worth it. We know stress kills. And maybe we'll talk about how to de-stress next show. All right, guys, don't go away. This is the Dr. Dolly Show. If you could stay with us, if you can't, have a great rest of the ride home, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.